More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake along with my lovely wife, Susan.
Good morning.
And we're with Powerhouse Solar. And today we're going to be talking about some interesting topics on saving energy and most in particular on solar. So
that's what we do.
That's what we do. So if someone wanted to get a hold of Powerhouse Solar, what do they need to do?
Our phone number is 530, of course, 275-5600.
Right. And you can visit us on the website.
PowerhouseSolar.com.
PowerhouseSolar.com. Really simple.
And so, if it was after hours, you can leave a message on our answering machine, or you can go onto the website and leave us a note there. Any other topics you want to hear on future radio shows, any questions you have, or just leave us a note. Hey, I heard you on the radio show.
Right. Our office is staffed from 8 a.m. Actually, they're there at 6 a.m., but the phones are answered from 8 a.m. till 5 and oftentimes after that. But we staff all day. So if you run into a busy signal or go to the answering machine, it's because all the lines are busy. So we encourage you to call and set up an appointment. And, yeah.
Helping people learn about saving money with solar energy.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
So when a customer calls, that's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, let's walk through that process. I think solar is out there, and there's people who are interested, especially now with the REU rebates available, which is sort of a window in time. So if you're in the Redding Electric Utility District and you have interest in finding out right now if solar is good for you, if pencils out, if it works on your roof, now is a great time to call us and let us run the numbers for you.
Because we feel like that as soon as this is done, as soon as this last bit of rebate funding is gone, I believe that the REU is going to try to shut down the solar as best they can. And so they simply did this rebate because they're mandated to. So there's been a lot of interest, and we've had a lot of customers call in. And in the past, solar didn't really pencil in the city of Redding very well. And a lot of that was because the utility rate is lower than PG&E. But now, with the price of solar coming down, with the labor costs coming down, because the systems are much more streamlined and labor costs have come down, and when you factor those two things together and then you put the rebate on top of it, the numbers just make a lot of sense financially. So we're selling a lot of systems in the city of Redding. So if you've ever thought about it, if you've ever wondered, there's a couple things that make it really amazing. So it's based on there's a loan program that we have. It's an awesome program, and it's just making the numbers really competitive with REU. In fact, we're usually able to save the customer money. Well, we are every time. And so that's and we're able to fix their payment for the next 25 years. So that is amazing. And then from an investment perspective, there's no better investment than solar. So we've talked about that in previous episodes, but we'll
So if a customer calls in and we get their information and you go out as the owner and visit them and tell them about solar, what give us a little rundown on how that works.
Yeah. So there's, it's basically I follow a pattern of that seems to work really good because it covers all the basics of what we're trying to address. And the basic skeleton is we try to emphasize that all solar companies are not the same, all solar product is not the same, and all solar warranties are not the same. And it's really important because from a consumer's perspective, oftentimes we think that it's all the same. Solar. No matter who I get solar from, it's all the same. But that's not true. It's not true with anything we buy. It's not true when we do an addition to our home. All contractors are not the same. You know, all material, the quality of material, the quality of the build.
The workmanship.
The workmanship is not the same.
Right.
And, you know, if a customer, if a contractor is going to be in business and that sort of thing. So those issues are really critical. And it's important for us to understand from a consumer's perspective that that is very true. All solar company is not the same. All solar product is not the same. And all warranties are not the same. So a little bit of background about Powerhouse Solar. Sue and I are the owners of the company. In fact, we're a female-owned.
Oh, yeah. Woman-owned business?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're 51%. Sue has 51% ownership in the company, which is awesome. And that has never benefited us in any way, but I guess it's bragging rights.
I guess.
So and we started in 2003, but I've been in the industry since 2000 and started a company down out of Sacramento, was living in Redding, commuted down, and it was right place, right time. I mean, it was – the market was booming down there. Redding wasn't – at that time in 2000 wasn't ready for solar. They were – you know, Redding always lags a little bit behind what's happening down in the Bay Area and Sacramento stuff. So anyway, it wasn't ready, but the company down there just exploded, and its success was kind of its failure because it brought up some partner issues, and you know, I didn't like fighting on that level, so I came home, and Sue and I started Powerhouse Solar in 2003. Very exciting. At that point, the city of Redding was, or Redding in general, Redding area, Northern California was ready. They're ready to move in that direction. So we started Powerhouse Solar. I think there was one other company at the time that was doing solar.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway,
Solar Electric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We quickly became the largest installer of residential solar in the North State. And I held that title for a lot of years. And a lot of it was because of our longevity. But one of the foundational principles of our business was selling the very best product we knew was on the market.
Right.
And back in the day, you know, we would research, we'd figure out who the best was, who was the most reputable companies, and those are the ones we chose to partner with. Well, we've been hearing about this company from the beginning. I'd been hearing about this company called SunPower, and we read about it in trade journals, and you know, it was kind of ooh-ah, you know. No one ever actually really saw a SunPower module because they weren't available in the residential market. And so
we started with NASA.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in other areas, just not open.
Exactly.
Residential.
Because SunPower just last summer had their 31st year anniversary. So they've been around a long time. But like you said, they were a Department of Energy, Department of Defense, and NASA were the primary people that were using the resources that SunPower was developing, because when they needed the most robust, the most power-dense solar cell on the planet, they would turn to SunPower. And so the SunPower cells are on the Mars Land Rover. They're on space stations, satellites. They're in any place where extreme temperature is a factor. And they need reliable, robust service. They would always turn to SunPower. So that's where they were developed in. Then they came out in 2004. SunPower decided what they did is they hired some guys that graduated from UC Davis, and the guys decided to put a business plan together. And SunPower decided at that point not to sell their panels through distribution, but to sell their panels through end installers like us, like Powerhouse. And so they first went into Sacramento, the Bay Area, L.A., San Diego, and that was the first wave of introductions. They vetted the companies that they wanted to partner with. You couldn't ask to be a SunPower dealer. They came after us. Well, in 2000 – they started in 2004, and then in 2005, SunPower finally got to Redding. And unbeknownst to us, they were vetting us as a company. They were checking our standing in the community. They checked with the building departments. They checked with our credit references, that sort of thing. And then they actually reached out to us and extended us the offer to become what's called a premier dealer for SunPower. So that happened 11 years ago when we entered into this relationship, and it totally fit in with our philosophy of selling the very best product on the planet that we could get a hold of. And SunPower was now available to us. And that was a game changer. I mean, we have for 11 years, we've sold, who knows? It's probably over 1,000 SunPower systems that we've installed. And just a phenomenal panel with, you know, no failures. I mean, in that 11 years on those SunPower panels, we've had four warranty claims, four panels that have warranty claims, and not one of them was a manufacturer's defect. One was a rodent that had chewed through the harness on the backside of the cells and caused a ground fault.
Yeah.
And the other was a lightning strike. But SunPower warrantied the panels out, paid us to replace those modules. So we became a premier dealer. And so that was really a great honor for us. But we've always been able to sell whatever we wanted to on the market. And so that has been important. So as we looked at this, you know, I'm a licensed C10, which is an electrical contractor. And also I carry another license designation of solar energy. So two license designations on my contractor's license. And we do all of our payroll through Teamwork HR so everything, you know, if we do prevailing wage work with commercial stuff, that's all covered. All of our workman's comp is covered. And it's important to look at stuff like that when you're looking at a company. Are they covered with insurance? Are they, are they paying their guys, you know, a correct wage and not paying them under the table, that sort of thing. So that is all really important, that everything's done kind of above board and in the way we do things. So when you're looking and you think about that first one, that all solar companies are not the same, you need to ask some of these fundamental questions of what is the product you're selling and what is your standard. And I am, by nature, I do them with excellence.
Yes.
And sometimes my wife gets mad at me because of that. But when I do it right. And that's always been kind of a fundamental practice, that when I'm dealing with my guys, I make sure that they will do it right and do it right the first time.
Right.
Because I don't want callbacks. I don't want happy customers. And it's much...
You don't want unhappy customers.
Yeah, that's what I say.
We like happy customers.
Yeah, and if you're cutting corners, if you're not doing things correctly, then things begin to fall apart. And when you think of solar, it has a 40 to 60 year lifespan that we're expecting. And they're warranted for 25 years. So every component of that installation has to hold up to this really industrial standard. It's not even residential standard. It's really your conduit, your piping. Everything has to be where it's not going to fall apart. It's not going to come down. You know, we use stainless steel wire management clips instead of zip ties. That is all really critical in the design. So that is a fundamental principle that I really drive with my guys. And I hire guys that live up to that standard.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, we've
local
hired
local people.
Yeah, we interviewed Mark Wagner last week, who is my project supervisor, and he watches over everything. He has the same drive. I mean, in his own personal life, that's he's driven for excellence. And then Garrett Rogers, who's my lead installer, same thing. And they both are OCD, which makes their attention to detail, the layout on the roofs, everything they do is just, I don't have to second guess. I don't have to question it anymore. I don't have to go out and say, well, why'd you do this? And that just doesn't happen because the level of excellence has trickled down into the company to a point that has really been outstanding and something we've been really very proud of. And because of that, we get incredible customer reviews. We have a program called
Guild Quality.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, if you go on our website, you can look at people's recent reviews and their questions. They are interviewed after we complete their solar system, and so they make comments. And
that's every customer, right?
Every customer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they can say whatever they want, and it's
published.
We have
no control over that, right?
Nope. It's on the website, and they're all recent customers. And you can check our Better Business Bureau
rating.
Rating. It's an A-plus rating.
A-plus
it has
rating.
Been for many, many years.
Yeah.
That tells a lot about a company.
Yeah.
Just the longevity in business and their credentials and the amount of happy customers out there that give referrals.
Because the bottom line is the customers want to have a company that's going to be in business.
Right.
So how do they get hold of us?
Phone number is 275-5600, 275-5600, or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with DISH. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Good morning. This is Sue Blake. I'm here with my husband, Bruce.
Hello.
We are from Powerhouse Solar, and we're talking about solar energy and how people can save money on their energy bills and help save the environment and our resources.
Right. Yeah.
So basically today we're talking about what happens when a customer calls in and wants to learn if solar is right for them.
Yeah.
And earlier you were talking about the company, our company, Powerhouse. You can reach us at 275-5600, 275-5600, or on the web site at powerhousesolar.com.
So if someone calls in, how should they prepare for that call in?
Well, it's helpful if they have a copy of their utility bill, either right. REU or PG&E, just for our benefit. We get the account number and the rate schedule, how they're paying for their electricity right now, how much they're using, and then that helps us create and design a system that's the right size for their home.
Right. We'd like to come out to a meeting with a customer with information, with a proposal actually in hand. And so that's what makes it really nice, is that we're not coming out and meeting with the customer and say, hey, we'll get back to you. You know, we come out there with a proposal in hand. Now, there may have to be adjustments that are made to that proposal based on what we're actually physically seeing when we're out there at the home. But we're coming out with a real proposal, real numbers, real options that you can look at right off the bat, from day one.
That's important, because people are busy.
That's
and
right.
If they put that time aside for us to come out and talk to them, they want to be able to make a decision.
Yeah, we're all busy. I mean, we're busy. Customer's busy. I don't want to waste the customer's time, and the customer doesn't want to waste our time. So if we get this information up front, the utility information, their average cost, and then what we do is it goes into our designer, and we have a team of guys that will actually design, and they look at a Google Earth image of the property. And having talked to the customer will say, oh, I definitely don't want it on the roof, or I want a ground rack, or whatever they're saying. Then we design one accordingly. And we put it on the roof. We kind of look at shading from Street View on Google Earth, that sort of thing. And then we just come out with some preliminary numbers. And that is really a helpful process. Customers like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see kind of what the whole story is.
And they like dealing with you as the owner.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think, a benefit.
Yeah. Most owners don't do this anymore. They don't have the hands-on connection with the customer. But I've always really enjoyed doing that. Now, I have a sales team as well, and so that are out there. But I really try to keep my hand in the mix. And so and I enjoy that. So mm-hmm. it keeps me in touch with the customers want and what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first segment, we talked about that all solar companies are not the same. We talked a little bit about Powerhouse and who we are and our longevity. We're in our 14th year of excellence in solar. And so now the second part of that is that all solar product is not the same. We touched on a little bit SunPower and how SunPower is just fundamentally different. It's better than what else is out there. And so when you're looking at solar product, it's important to understand what is it that I'm getting. Because no matter how you slice it, solar is a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's like buying a brand new car. It's like it's a big investment. And the thing that we do not want to do is make a bad investment. And so you need to look at what you got. And the reason SunPower is so unique and so different and so much better than what else is out there. And I'm not slamming my competition. I'm slamming even my secondary line, and which is conventional solar. So I compare what's called conventional solar, which is everybody else that does solar, and then I'm comparing SunPower. And SunPower is completely unique. And so the difference is SunPower was founded SunPower Corporation had just had their 31st year anniversary this last summer. And the founder of it was a guy named Richard Swanson. And he was
this an American company?
Yeah, American company based out of California. They have over 1,700 California residents that they employ out of their San Jose and Richmond offices. And pay California U.S. Corporate income taxes and a U.S. company. So Richard Swanson was working on a solar project like 35 years ago. And he looked at the way a solar cell at that point was designed. And ironically, they haven't changed them that much over the years.
Right.
But conventional solar takes a thin silicone wafer. It's about 6x6 square. And then they activate that silicone. And then in order to capture those excited electrons, they actually put a matrix over the front of it. They silk screen. The same way you silkscreen a T-shirt, using metallic paste, they silkscreen the conductors on the front of the cell. Well, Swanson said, "What is this? This is there's two problems that he saw fundamentally. One is that metallic paste on the front of the cell was shading the cell, and he was losing 6 to 10% of the rated capacity of the solar cell on the shading alone.
And that's the little tiny thin lines that go across the top of the cell.
Yep, and we're all used to seeing that.
And it's on every other cell out there.
That's right. So it's all a variation of the same thing. But SunPower, what Richard Swanson did is, well, the first part was shading. The second part was metallic paste. I mean, what a terrible idea is that? It's metallic paste is very fragile, and it doesn't hold up to extremes like it should.
So weather.
Weather, wind buffeting, the heat and cold, moisture. So he came up with what they now call the Maxeon cell technology, which is a back-contacted solar cell. So his monocrystalline solar cell now is unencumbered by shading on the surface. So you get 100% of light transfer through that cell that's captured on the backside by a metal backsheet. That is a copper – it's actually a tin-plated copper backsheet that's real metal, manufactured separately and then brought over, and it's fused to the back. And then further enhance the ability of that cell, he put a thin backsided mirror on the backside of the cell that was able to reflect the light particles back into the cell to potentially capture a second time. When he did this, his efficiencies went through the roof. Mm-hmm. And that's where NASA took notice. That's where the Department of Energy took notice and Department of Defense. When they needed the most robust solar cell that they could source, they turned to SunPower, and that's where SunPower developed out of. It was an amazing thing. And so for years, SunPower, their R&D and everything was associated with this this high efficiency solar cell. So they're on the Mars Land Rover. They're on space satellites. That plane that flies perpetually around the world.
The Impulse.
The Impulse mm-hmm. has SunPower cells fused on the surface of the wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to the that collegiate home building, remember that?
Yeah.
There are these little tiny houses that they built, and the majority of them, because they were space limited, would use SunPower cells as their solar source because they had to get the most power in the smallest footprint. So the SunPower module, the cell, and the cells put together create a module. The SunPower modules are better. They're different on a lot of levels. One, there's virtually no degradation, or it's very, very, very small degradation. And when we talk about degradation is really an insidious, just a loss of power that happens in conventional solar. And it actually happens with SunPower as well. But there was a company called Black & Veatch that did a third-party study on this very topic, degradation of solar panels over time. And they put all the panels through the same rigorous accelerated wear testing, they call it, where they would just temperature extremes, weather streams, moisture over a long period of time. 30,000 solar panels were in the study, and SunPower, because of their design and the way they're built, rose to the top of the study. Hmm. And they determined across the board that a SunPower module would derate at 0.1% annually. 0.1%.
That's nothing.
That's nothing when you think about it. So think about a 25-year warranty period. Okay, the panels are expected to last 40 to 60 years. So 25-year warranty period. At the end of that 25 years, they'll be running, according to Black & Veatch, at 97% of the rated capacity.
Wow.
So the next closest on the study was about 1%, so 10 times greater. And the reason goes back to that front contact, that metallic paste they use on the front. What happens is cracks, stress cracks, begin to form underneath the glass, and hot spots are forming on the surface of the solar cell. And it's not catastrophic. And here's the problem. The panels don't just stop working. They continue working, but they're working at a lesser degree. And so over time, the panels produce less and less and less. So the thing that you bought to reduce your energy bill, your utility bill is now coming back because your solar is not producing as much. And it's a very subtle loss of energy. So I always throw out this to my customers and say, if you're buying energy for today or tomorrow, then it would behoove us to buy the cheapest thing on the market, because they'll all do that. But if you're looking for consistent, reliable power over a long period of time, which is what solar does, then there really is no other option than SunPower. It stands in a class all by itself. And so even though when I give the customers the option, we always come out with SunPower because everybody else can sell the other stuff. So that's the thing that's unique, is SunPower doesn't sell their panels through distribution. They don't sell them through the internet. My competitors cannot sell SunPower. unless you're an authorized, unless you're a vetted company that can sell sun power product. So most of my competitors here in the North State cannot sell sun power. And so I often give my customers the option, say, if you want to use Powerhouse Solar because of our reputation, because of our longevity in the industry, because of our attention to detail and excellence, then we can be competitive with our competition with like product. But every time we do that, it just we hate it. And to honestly, and ironically, 98% of our job board right now is SunPower.
I was going to say it's 100% right now.
Oh, is it right?
Yeah.
I think we've got those two off the books, right? Yeah. But yeah, it's but we always offer that option because we don't want to lose a job. We, you know, our margins are the same whether it's SunPower or it's conventional solar, but we feel bad for our customers. And there is a level of exposure that I have as a contractor when I have so many of these systems out there that are prone to have problems. And that we're going to get into that in the next segment because we're going to be talking about the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And the SunPower warranty is unlike anything else in the market. So now when you look at it, that all solar companies are not the same. You got Powerhouse Solar, who's been around for 14 years with solar excellence. You've got SunPower, the product, the very best product on the planet. There's nothing better. The longevity, and then we walk into, and oh, the other thing is longevity. But we got more power in a smaller footprint,
mm-hmm.
So we're able to get more power on a limited roof space. We're able to the panels are more sensitive to light, so they come on earlier in the day, they stay on later in the afternoon, they draw more light on a cloudy day. That's amazing. And then when you look at heat, how they respond to heat, SunPower panels do not derate under high temperature like conventional solar does. They don't do the same. High heat, and then you just put all these little factors together. You know, a SunPower system of equivalent size will generate 35% more energy over a 25-year warranty life, and it's pretty amazing.
Mm.
And if you're looking at space per space, the SunPower panel is going to produce in the same amount of space over a 25-year period. SunPower is going to put out 75% more power than the competition. So it's incredible. So
and we also have that special going on.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it's entry level. If you just have a small investment to put into solar, or you just need a smaller system, it's 8. SunPower 360 watt AC panels. That's their flagship right now.
Yep.
The very best panel. 8 panels for $75 a month.
Those are the AC modules too.
Right.
That's the latest, greatest, the best offering from SunPower. So if a customer wants to get a hold of us to set up an appointment, what do they do?
Call 275-5600, 275-5600.
Have that utility bill in hand when you call.
Right. Go to the website at powerhousesolar.com and give us a chance to help you learn about solar and make a decision.
No obligation, and it's worth doing just to see if it's right for you.
And we'll be right back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Calusa, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Yreka. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Reading Cultural Cruise is just around the corner. On Friday, January 27th, visit places like Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Reading City Hall, Shasta Historical Society, and Old City Hall to see a wide array of art for free. Visit venues, collect stamps on your cruise map, and be entered in the Cultural Cruise drawing with prizes from each venue. Plus, select venues will host artists demonstrating their skills live on Saturday, January 28th. Find Reading Cultural Cruise on Facebook for the cruise map and for more information. And we'll see you at the cruise.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning. This is Sue Blake. I'm here with my husband, Bruce.
Hello.
We are from Powerhouse Solar, and we're talking about solar energy and how people can save money on their energy bills and help save the environment and our resources.
Right. Yeah.
So basically today we're talking about what happens when a customer calls in and wants to learn if solar is right for them.
Yeah.
And earlier you were talking about the company, our company, Powerhouse. You can reach us at 275-5600, 275-5600, or on the web site at powerhousesolar.com.
So if someone calls in, how should they prepare for that call in?
Well, it's helpful if they have a copy of their utility bill, either right. REU or PG&E, just for our benefit. We get the account number and the rate schedule, how they're paying for their electricity right now, how much they're using, and then that helps us create and design a system that's the right size for their home.
Right. We'd like to come out to a meeting with a customer with information, with a proposal actually in hand. And so that's what makes it really nice, is that we're not coming out and meeting with the customer and say, hey, we'll get back to you. You know, we come out there with a proposal in hand. Now, there may have to be adjustments that are made to that proposal based on what we're actually physically seeing when we're out there at the home. But we're coming out with a real proposal, real numbers, real options that you can look at right off the bat, from day one.
That's important because people are busy.
That's right.
If they put that time aside for us to come out and talk to them, they want to be able to make a decision.
Yeah, we're all busy. I mean, we're busy. Customer's busy. I don't want to waste the customer's time, and the customer doesn't want to waste our time. So if we get this information up front, the utility information, their average cost, and then what we do is it goes into our designer, and we have a team of guys that will actually design, and they look at a Google Earth image of the property, and having talked to the customer will say, oh, I definitely don't want it on the roof, or I want a ground rack, or whatever they're saying. Then we design one accordingly, and we put it on the roof. We kind of look at shading from Street View on Google Earth, that sort of thing. And then we just come out with some preliminary numbers, and that is really a helpful process. Customers like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see kind of what the whole story is.
And they like dealing with you as the owner.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think, a benefit.
Yeah. Most owners don't do this anymore. They don't have the hands-on connection with the customer. But I've always really enjoyed doing that. Now, I have a sales team as well, and so that are out there. But I really try to keep my hand in the mix. And so and I enjoy that. So mm-hmm. it keeps me in touch with the customers want and what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first segment, we talked about that all solar companies are not the same. We talked a little bit about Powerhouse and who we are and our longevity. We're in our 14th year of excellence in solar. And so now the second part of that is that all solar product is not the same. We touched on a little bit SunPower and how SunPower is just fundamentally different. It's better than what else is out there. And so when you're looking at solar product, it's important to understand what is it that I'm getting. Because no matter how you slice it, solar is a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's like buying a brand new car. It's like it's a big investment. And the thing that we do not want to do is make a bad investment. And so you need to look at what you got. And the reason SunPower is so unique and so different and so much better than what else is out there, and I'm not slamming my competition, I'm slamming even my secondary line, and which is conventional solar. So I compare what's called conventional solar, which is everybody else that does solar, and then I'm comparing SunPower. And SunPower is completely unique. And so the difference is SunPower was founded SunPower Corporation had just had their 31st year anniversary this last summer. And the founder of it was a guy named Richard Swanson. And he was
this an American company?
Yeah, American company based out of California. They have over 1,700 California residents that they employ out of their San Jose and Richmond offices. And pay California U.S. Corporate income taxes and a U.S. company. So Richard Swanson was working on a solar project like 35 years ago. And he looked at the way a solar cell at that point was designed. And ironically, they haven't changed them that much over the years.
Right.
But conventional solar takes a thin silicone wafer. It's about 6x6 square. And then they activate that silicone. And then in order to capture those excited electrons, they actually put a matrix over the front of it. They silkscreen. The same way you silkscreen a T-shirt, using metallic paste, they silkscreen the conductors on the front of the cell. Well, Swanson said, "What is this? This is there's two problems that he saw fundamentally. One is that metallic paste on the front of the cell was shading the cell, and he was losing 6 to 10% of the rated capacity of the solar cell on the shading alone.
And that's the little tiny thin lines that go across the top of the cell.
Yep, and we're all used to seeing that.
And it's on every other cell out there.
That's right. So it's all a variation of the same thing. But SunPower, what Richard Swanson did is, well, the first part was shading. The second part was metallic paste. I mean, what a terrible idea is that? It's metallic paste is very fragile. And it doesn't hold up to extremes like it should.
So weather.
Yeah, weather, wind buffeting, the heat and cold, moisture. So he came up with what they now call the Maxeon cell technology, which is a back-contacted solar cell. So his monocrystalline solar cell now is unencumbered by shading on the surface. So you get 100% of light transfer through that cell that's captured on the backside by a metal backsheet. That is a copper, it's actually a tin-plated copper backsheet that's real metal, manufactured separately and then brought over, and it's fused to the back. And then further enhance the ability of that cell, he put a thin back-sided mirror on the backside of the cell that was able to reflect the light particles back into the cell to potentially capture a second time. When he did this, his efficiencies went through the roof. Mm-hmm. And that's where NASA took notice. That's where the Department of Energy took notice and Department of Defense. When they needed the most robust solar cell that they could source, they turned to SunPower, and that's where SunPower developed out of. It was an amazing thing. And so for years, SunPower, their R&D and everything was associated with this high efficiency solar cell. So they're on the Mars Land Rover. They're on space satellites. That plane that flies perpetually around the world.
The Impulse.
The Impulse mm-hmm. has SunPower cells fused on the surface of the wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to the that collegiate home building, remember that?
Yeah.
They are these little tiny houses that they built, and the majority of them, because they were space limited, would use SunPower cells as their solar source because they had to get the most power in the smallest footprint. So the SunPower module, the cell, and the cells put together create a module. The SunPower modules are better. They're different on a lot of levels. One, there's virtually no degradation, or it's very, very, very small degradation. And when we talk about degradation is really an insidious, just a loss of power that happens in conventional solar. And it actually happens with SunPower as well. But there was a company called Black & Veatch that did a third-party study on this very topic, degradation of solar panels over time. And they put all the panels through the same rigorous accelerated wear testing, they call it, where they would just temperature extremes, weather streams, moisture over a long period of time. 30,000 solar panels were in the study, and SunPower, because of their design and the way they're built, rose to the top of the study. Hmm. And they determined across the board that a SunPower module would derate at 0.1% annually. 0.1%.
That's nothing.
That's nothing when you think about it. So think about a 25-year warranty period. Okay, the panels are expected to last 40 to 60 years. So 25-year warranty period. At the end of that 25 years, they'll be running, according to Black & Veatch, at 97% of the rated capacity.
Wow.
So the next closest on the study was about 1%, so 10 times greater. And the reason goes back to that front contact, that metallic paste they use on the front. What happens is cracks, stress cracks, begin to form underneath the glass, and hot spots are forming on the surface of the solar cell. And it's not catastrophic. And here's the problem. The panels don't just stop working. They continue working, but they're working at a lesser degree. And so over time, the panels produce less and less and less. So the thing that you bought to reduce your energy bill, your utility bill is now coming back because your solar is not producing as much. And it's a very subtle loss of energy. So I always throw out this to my customers and say, if you're buying energy for today or tomorrow, then it would behoove us to buy the cheapest thing on the market, because they'll all do that. But if you're looking for consistent, reliable power over a long period of time, which is what solar does, then there really is no other option than SunPower. It stands in a class all by itself. And so even though when I give the customers the option, you know, we always come out with SunPower because everybody else can sell the other stuff. So that's the thing that's unique, is SunPower doesn't sell their panels through distribution. They don't sell them through the internet. My competitors cannot sell SunPower unless you're a vetted company that can sell a SunPower product. So most of my competitors here in the North State cannot sell SunPower. And so I often give my customers the option. Say, if you want to use Powerhouse Solar because of our reputation, because of our longevity in the industry, because of our attention to detail and excellence, then we can be competitive with our competition with like product. But every time we do that, we hate it. And ironically, 98% of our job board right now is SunPower.
I was going to say it's 100% right now.
Oh, is it right?
Yeah.
I think we've got those two off the books, right? Yeah. But yeah, but we always offer that option because we don't want to lose a job. Our margins are the same, whether it's SunPower or it's conventional solar, but we feel bad for our customers. And there is a level of exposure that I have as a contractor when I have so many of these systems out there that are prone to have problems. And that we're going to get into that in the next segment, because we're going to be talking about the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And the SunPower warranty is unlike anything else in the market. So now when you look at it, that all solar companies are not the same. You've got Powerhouse Solar, who's been around for 14 years with solar excellence. You've got SunPower, the product, the very best product on the planet. There's nothing better. The longevity, and then we walk into, and oh, the other thing is longevity, but we got more power in a smaller footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to get more power on a limited roof space. The panels are more sensitive to light, so they come on earlier in the day, they stay on later in the afternoon, they draw more light on a cloudy day. That's amazing. And then when you look at heat, how they respond to heat, SunPower panels do not derate under high temperature like conventional solar does. They don't do the same. High heat, and then you just put all these little factors together. You know, a SunPower system of equivalent size will generate 35% more energy over a 25-year warranty life, and it's pretty amazing.
Mm.
And if you're looking at space per space, the SunPower panel is going to produce in the same amount of space over a 25-year period. SunPower is going to put out 75% more power than the competition. So it's incredible. So
and we also have that special going on.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, it's entry level. If you just have a small investment to put into solar or you just need a smaller system, it's 8 SunPower 360 watt
the best
AC
in the world.
Panels. That's their flagship right now, the very best panel. 8 panels. For $75 a month.
Those are the AC modules too.
Right.
Those are that's the latest, greatest, the best offering from SunPower. So if a customer wants to get a hold of us to set up an appointment, what do they do?
Call 275-5600, 275-5600.
Have that utility bill in hand when you call.
Right. Go to the website at powerhousesolar.com and give us a chance to help you learn about solar and make a decision.
No obligation. And it's worth doing just to see if it's right for you.
And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. New York City police say they have fatally shot a man who threatened his mother with a screwdriver at a Queens home.
It's a dangerous weapon. Any weapon that you can be struck with, a screwdriver, you can be stabbed with the same way you can be stabbed with a knife.
That's NYPD Chief of Patrol Terry Monahan. Police in southeastern Kentucky say officers shot a woman brandishing a handgun after she allegedly killed her husband and two teenage daughters at their home. The National Guard is mobilizing in Kansas ahead of another round of icy weather. In the nation's midsection, roughly 200 guardsmen are set to patrol key roads and help motorists stranded in icy conditions. The teams of soldiers also prepared to provide emergency transportation for law enforcers and other emergency responders. The National Weather Service says some of that weather will just skirt past parts of the